Happy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I'm back!
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Oh yeah, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. What's going on? How the hell are you? That's great to hear. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your friendly neighbor, Ryan Hoppy, ranting about celebrity news today. So make sure to always tweet at me, and I will be sure to see it. Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I was on the Celtic cruise last week. A great time, a great vacation. So I am very behind. I am oh so behind on celebrity news. And later on in the show, I'm going to give out a little teaser right now. Later on in the show, don't worry, I'll recap my vacation with everybody on the Celtic cruise. But for right now, let's find out when Pete Davidson's going to outer space.
Pete Davidson is about to get out of this world. The Saturday Night Live star will be among six astronauts embarking on Blue Origin's 20th mission to space next week.
I wonder if the other people that he's going up in space with are like excited that they're getting to hang out with Pete Davidson, or if they're kind of like, why is he here?
Will mark the fourth human flight for the New Shepard program. Pete and his fellow passengers aren't just going to space for the fun of it. Their mission each is to carry a postcard for Blue Origins.
I'm looking at the people that he's going into space with, and they're all old, and they just look like people that would be like, why does Pete Davidson get every hot girl? Like most people.
Their mission each is to carry a postcard for Blue Origins Foundation Club for the Future and their Postcards to Space program, which gives students access to space on Blue Origin's rockets.
Sounds like a lot of money that could go to help, like, feeding the poor, you know? Whatever, I don't really care. He's going into outer space, but with all the money that we spend going into outer space, with Jeff Bezos flexing his D, and you got Elon Musk flexing his D, all these guys with their big energy, look, we're going into outer space. It's funny where that money could go into, like radio.
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
We're going to come back, and we're going to get this party going. We're going to get this show going. But first, I want to let you know that the best barber in all of the Bay Area is Rich Keeley, Master Barber. And he is at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Go there. But you got to sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com or on the Salon Loft app. And when you go there, because you can't just go in there and be like, hey, I want a haircut. No. You got to schedule ahead of time. You got to set an appointment ahead of time because he's always booked. You can get on the waiting list and you will be able to manifest getting your own appointment if you go on a waiting list. But you can't just walk in and go, hey, can I get a haircut? No. Sign up. And then when you sit down in that seat, tell them I sent you.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah, they are. What the hell is going on with the Biebers?
Justin Bieber was very worried over Hailey Bieber's recent health scare.
Yeah.
A source spoke out to People magazine about how the pop star reacted to his wife being hospitalized for a blood clot in her brain.
Now, I've been very indifferent about this marriage with Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin because she was kind of the side chick to Selena Gomez. Or was Selena Gomez the side chick? I think they both were in that situation. But what I'm saying is this. Legitimately, since the beginning, it's been side chick energy marriage. So it's been hard to say, hey, he's a good husband or not when you're marrying the side chick. But when you hear that Justin Bieber was at her side the whole time, when you hear that he's being a gentleman, it makes you go, maybe the marriage is a little legitimate.
Revealing that the situation caused Justin a lot of anguish and saying that he is, quote, probably more traumatized than even she is.
That's a sign that the marriage is going good because a marriage that doesn't really care. Like, can you imagine in the prime of Tristan Thompson dating Chloe, if she would have been hospitalized, been like, oh, that sucks.
When it happened, there was...
So does Jordan Woods. Oh, yeah.
A lot of panic. Justin was crying because you don't expect your young wife to have symptoms that resemble a stroke. Justin texted everyone he knew and asked everyone to pray for her. And he never left her side. He was saying that he can't lose her. That whatever it takes, he wanted the best medical treatment available.
What I like about Bieber is that he grew up. Do I think he's mature? No. But did he grow up? Yes. Here's an example. Back in the day, he was pissing in buckets. He was driving drunk. He was, didn't he do something with a monkey? And then he wrote that Anne Frank would have been a believer. But here's the thing. The thing is that he has grown up over the years, and I don't really think he's, like, matured. I just think all the shenanigans that he was up to, all the debauchery, I think he's just doing it at home now. Because there was a TikTok a while ago of him and Kid Leroy pranking Charlie Puth, and let me tell you, you could kind of see the cocaine in the background.
The source continued, revealing that the moment was really eye-opening for the Sorry singer.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried if it was an eye-opening moment or not.
He realizes and is telling people around him how much Hailey is his rock.
Yeah.
And how she saved him from a dark time. And that he needs to appreciate her every day. He's going to keep an eye on her and help her however he can.
I can relate to that. Recently, my girlfriend's not been feeling the best. And you feel bad because you want to, like, as a man, you're like, and they're willing to do it too. But you would like take your energy to make them feel better. So like when you're feeling energetic and they're not feeling good, you feel bad and you want to give them some of your power, like in a video game or something. I don't know any nerd references. But what I'm saying is it seems like the same thing was happening with Bieber where it was like Hailey wasn't feeling good. And he's like, you good? You good, babe? I bet it was a lot of pressure on him.
And he has everyone around him praying for her continued good health. It shook him up. The update comes after the model was treated for a blood clot in her brain recently. She has since recovered. Hailey spoke out about the incident in a post on her Instagram story over the weekend, explaining that she was taken to the hospital on Thursday after experiencing, quote, stroke-like symptoms while sitting at breakfast with husband Justin Bieber.
That had to be scary.
The 25-year-old wrote that medical staff determined that she had, quote, suffered a very small blood clot to her brain, which had caused a lack of oxygen. But luckily, her body passed it on its own, and Hailey, quote, recovered completely within a few hours.
Thank God. And I'm being legitimate. Like, growing up, it was so easy to hate Bieber, and then everyone got over it. Hopefully, the same thing will happen with the haters of Pete Davidson. Get on board! He ain't going anywhere. But Kim Kardashian is getting on board.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Kim and Pete Davidson just made it official.
Yeah.
Yep.
Instagram official, that is.
Did you like how I guessed that they were going to have a clip of her saying yeah? Because I've done so many of these news clips that I know how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Instagram official, that is. Oh my God. On Friday, the 41-year-old KKW beauty founder posted a series of snaps to Instagram.
Hell yeah. You look like every woman at LA Fitness, but because you're a Kardashian, you're so much prettier. I mean, I'm not saying the Kardashians aren't hot as hell. But man, you go to the gym at the right time in the right neighborhood, you can see some women that look just like them.
Including this one. And this one featuring the 28-year-old comedian. That's Kim and Pete laying on the floor, puckering up.
And he's kind of cuddling and laying his head on her boob. Oh, God bless Pete.
And that's the reality star posing for a selfie with her man, serving up some serious kissy face.
And what I think it is I don't even know if it's a rebound. Like, I know it's a rebound, but it's a different type of rebound. Hey, she can get any guy she wants. Think about it. She can get literally any guy she wants. And she was with Kanye, and she loved him, but he was crazy. And she even pretty much said that on SNL, is that he's just too crazy. So then it's not like a 42-year-old mother from Largo who gets a 21-year-old boyfriend and is trying to get even. You know what I mean? The difference here is that Kim Kardashian sees the maturity in Pete Davidson, and Kim Kardashian also sees that he's crazy, but he's able to deal with it. And that probably turns her on. She likes the crazy guys, but the fact that Pete's aware of it and taking care of his mental health, that's got to be sexy for her.
I love that.
And from the caption, it seems Pete is Kim's ride or die.
Hell yeah, he is.
Quote, whose car are we going to take?
Couples things.
A reference to this scene between Ben Affleck and Jeremy Renner in The Town.
I need your help.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what it is. You can never ask me about it later.
I won't.
And we're going to hurt some people.
Got it. Oh, man. Please don't hurt me, Ben Affleck. You pretentious asshole.
Whose car are we going to take?
After the Skims founder shared the loved up pics, her inner circle was quick to chime in.
Hell yeah, we can finally speak about it publicly.
Her sister Chloe writing, I love this.
And I'm a little jealous. But please come back, Tristan. Cheat on me the 70th time. Give me a new STD.
Her makeup artist Ash K. Holm gushing, you guys are too cute.
Oh yeah, it's like, you know what this is equivalent to? And every office has this. So it's not me just talking about my office, but every office has this. And it's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just a corporate thing. And you know what that is? Is when somebody either gets promoted or somebody gets a new job in the building. They don't usually applaud people when they leave. But what I'm saying is a new promotion, a new upgrade, a new morning show, they'll send out a company-wide email. It's very professional, and it's a great email. And I'll let you know. And then everybody, you can reply. Like when Scotty the Body went full-time at High 101.5, I emailed him. And I'm not name-dropping. When Chris Fisher got full-time at 107.3 The Eagle, I emailed him. People I knew that I talked to, I will personally email one-on-one. But a lot of people go, hey, reply all, reply all. And that's what these comments are. All these people that Kim knows going, oh my God, you're so cute. I'm glad it's official. You could have just sent a text to the person, but you wanted people to see that you're congratulating them because you want to join the cloud.
While her bestie, Simon Huck, screamed, there he is.
Simon's like, hey, could I bang your girlfriend?
I love that energy.
Also, okay. I don't care anymore. We have more Pete Davidson and we have more Kim Kardashian news. But I got to address something real quick. Because I know that people will be listening to this show because it's the first show since the cruise. First show I've done in about 13 days. So I got a lot on my mind. In my cranium, in my brain, I am thinking a lot. That's why I'm speaking a mile a second. Here's the thing. I am well aware that my girlfriend is hot as hell. That's why on the first day when I saw her walk up to me and I saw that a girl was on Snapchat and I was on Snapchat, I was like, oh my God, that's you. Like, I was in awe of how pretty she was. That's why I moved in with her. That's why I love her. Here's the thing. You can ask, hey, do you guys swing? Because in Florida, like 80% of couples swing, and that's fine. 80% of marriages in Florida seem to be open, and that's fine. Polyamorous, whatever you want to call it, being a slut, banging other people. and not being monogamous. And that's completely fine. But here's the thing. Here's my one rule, as I will never partake in it. Here's the thing, though. You can ask. You can go, hey, yo, man, do you ever want to, like, hang out with my wife? And we, like, switch. And I go, nah, I'm not a swinger. I'm not in an open relationship. Or the ones like, hey, I'm somebody who knows your girlfriend and I want to bang her. You go, nah, I don't do that. Once I say no, once I say, hey, it ain't happening, or once she alerts you, hey, it ain't happening, that's it. No. There's no debating. I'm not going to have my agent, my right hand, hit you up and go, oh, no. We can debate about the open marriage. We can work on it. No, sir, you lost. I watched porn 9 or 10 times on the cruise. I don't cheat. I don't care if other people cheat. That's not my life. But me, once I say no, we are monogamous as hell. And oh, man. It's a good time.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
The answer is no. You can ask, you can go, hey, but the answer is going to always be no.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that they are the best printing company in all of Tampa Bay, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. At WestchasePrinting, at DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. And here's the thing, man. Life's too short to get an average printing job when you can get a kick-ass printing job at West Chase Printing. And here's the thing, is if you had not heard this live read and then you went to West Chase Printing just by looking up printing companies in Tampa, you were going to get an amazing deal. You were going to get a flawless deal. But here's the thing. When you name drop me, and you say you heard about it on Happy Hour? Ho, they are going to hook you up.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
And you'll spend the first 150 days of your sentence in the Cook County Jail.
I am innocent, and I am not suicidal.
Yeah, shut up, Jussie. Where's the people that beat you up then, Jussie? Jussie Smollett. I'm innocent. I got beat up by Trump people. This fucking asswipe. Okay. Before I even get into the Jussie Smollett sentencing of 150 days in jail. Let me tell you how much of a talentless hack asswipe this piece of garbage is. So if you don't know, 3 years ago, it's like January 2019, and it was like negative 10 degrees out. And like, I don't know if you've ever been to the Midwest in the winter, but you're not really going outside when it's negative 10 out. You're actually not really leaving your bed and the room with 5 heaters because it's fucking cold and you don't fucking go to Subway. And he said that he went to Subway and he walked home at his apartment in a bougie neighborhood of Chicago, which usually the bougie neighborhoods lean left, they lean liberal, and he claims, oh, these MAGA people came and beat me up, even though it was two dudes that he was also giving blowjobs to. You know what I mean? Like, bro, you're caught. The people that beat you up caught you, or they threw you under the rug. They ratted on you. That was the word I was looking for. Give it up. And all the time and all the effort and all the resources that was put into this bullshit case has been infuriating. The city of Chicago is literally in turmoil. Their mayor is a dirtbag, is a hack, is a loser. Kim Fox, who also represents Cook County and that area, she's a hack. She's a dirtbag. She's a loser. Governor Pritzker, he's a hack. You get the point. everybody in Illinois sucks. So all the residents of Illinois and Chicago need as many resources from the police as they can get, because there's a lot of crime. And all the effort was put into Jussie Smollett. Go fuck yourself, bro.
And you will spend the first 150 days of your sentence in the Cook County Jail.
I am innocent.
Yeah.
And I'm not suicidal, man. Yeah.
We don't think you're suicidal, man. We just think you're a hack. This guy, the show Empire, was about to go off the air. He wasn't that big of a character. And he had no other talent. He probably was trying out for things and, like, wasn't getting roles. So that was the time when everybody was, like, hating on Trump and everybody was trying to throw Trump fans under the bus, which I'm not going to say, like, Trump fans can't be complete asswipes, but not every single Trump fan is one. And he was trying to do that. And he brought up all the hate and all the separation on Facebook. And this sociopathic piece of garbage that couldn't get a role after Empire had to use all the resources to get a publicity stunt. This fucking guy, man. Infuriating. And then he's in court speaking out like a madman. I'm not suicidal. If you were such a brilliant mind, you were such a smart guy, you would realize not to really talk when you're in court and to let your lawyer do the talking. But me, I'm Jussie Smollett. Me announcing my voice in court is going to change the verdict. He's a bit of a psycho.
I'm suicidal, man. If I did this, then it means that I stuck my fist in the fears.
Oh, I thought he put his fist somewhere else. When he said that, for a second there, I was getting a little excited.
Go in there. I did not do it to myself. And you must all know that. I respect you, Your Honor. I respect your decision.
No, you don't. If you respected it, you would sit down and go to jail.
Jail.
And learn a few things.
Time. I am not suicidal.
That was a good acting job. It was almost like you were on the show Empire. Like, decent acting, not that great, not that bad.
In December, the actor was found guilty on 5 counts of disorderly conduct for his role in lying to law enforcement about a staged attack against himself.
A massive investigation into costing the city and its residents.
And this is a deputy.
Well over $100,000.
Yeah, think about the money that could have gone to fixing the potholes in the ghetto or anything. But this Hollywood creep just comes in, which he likes, and literally just makes such a circus out of Illinois, which is already a circus. What a loser.
On Thursday, Judge James Lynn listened to statements from both prosecution and defense teams, as well as character witnesses speaking on Jussie's behalf.
Oh, yeah, all the character witnesses. Oh, yeah, I don't believe anything in this case.
I felt compelled to come and tell you that the Jussie I know and love does not match up with the...
That's his mother, which I guess she's adopted? Or whatever.
...witnesses speaking on Jussie's behalf.
I felt compelled to come and tell you that the Jussie I know and love does not match up with the media's betrayal.
First of all, she looks like somebody who would be like the next door neighbor on the show Golden Girls. Like, she's got that little old woman fro. And what's she supposed to say? My son's a liar. My son's a loser. She kind of has the Derek Chauvin mom vibe where it's like, man, I get you love your son, but oh my God, shut the fuck up.
Of him.
That's Jussie's 92-year-old grandmother
taking
the stand.
I ask you, the judge, not to send him to prison. If you do, send me along with him.
You don't want that.
Okay.
After sentencing,
she'd be a riot.
Jussie shared another impassioned statement.
I'm holding my fist up because I'm an embarrassment.
I am not suicidal. I am not suicidal.
It sounds like you are, man. You sound a little nuts. You sound a little crazy. Yeah.
And I am innocent. I could have said that I was guilty a long time ago.
You should have.
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. Do you want to hear some of the best music radio out there? No, not on your FM radio dial. On the Odyssey app and on TuneIn. You search up Z Radio Live. the best top 40 station in the world. And every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, let me tell you, you're going to hear, what was the show again?
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Now to the economic impact of the war colliding with the highest inflation in...
Yeah, it's weird. The last time I was on, the war wasn't really going on, man. It's getting scary. Whenever I think my life is bad, I get an alert about 90 people getting blown up in Ukraine, and then I'm like, I'm a little bit of an asshole.
Now to the economic impact of the war colliding with the highest inflation in decades. Now,
fuck you, Joe Biden.
Now, Uber this week is adding a surcharge to rides and deliveries. ABC's Zareen Shah joins us now from Los Angeles with more. Zareen, good morning.
And then here's the thing. With this thing of the Uber prices going up, all the drunk drivers in the future are going to go, well, I didn't want to pay the surcharge. I don't want to pay $18 and not drive drunk. I would rather pay $17,000 and go to court.
From Los Angeles with more. Zareen, good morning. The hits keep coming.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, good morning. What it really has, Uber announcing a surcharge for rides and deliveries.
Yeah.
Their spokesperson specifically calling it a fuel surcharge. Okay, so what will it cost you?
Now the thing is, companies are going to completely go, oh yeah, let's improve the, not improve, that'd be if the prices were going down. Let's put all the prices to go up. Let's increase all the prices for everything. Not everything probably needs to go up, but the companies, you're not going to know if you can trust them or not. Yeah. We're fucked.
Well, rides will be up to 55 cents more and up to 45 cents more for deliveries.
That's good. Honestly, you're a lazy piece of garbage if you do Uber Eats. Unless you're like making middle class money where a $12 McDonald's meal quickly becomes $37 and then you an $8 tip. Unless you're okay with paying for that, unless you're going, hey, I made a money trust fund, bitch, unless you're one of them, really, there's something where you kind of feel accomplished where you go out to order the food that's going to make you feel fat. Like when it's getting dropped off by any of the services, Uber Eats, DoorDash, you feel like a fat slob. But have you noticed that when you go out, you go to your local Thai place or you go to like any of the chains that you can get chicken wings at, any of them with the nice looking women, when you like go to pick up the order, you feel like less of a slob. You're not completely removed from feeling like a slob, but you feel a little better about yourself. This next headline is a little sketchy, a little weird, but no one's going to say anything. Because it's Bob Saget. But there's something really fishy in the water here. And it's a little bit of elitistness. Even in the afterlife.
A Florida judge has permanently blocked the release of some of the records related to Bob Saget's death.
Some of the records, the ones that they don't want out. You know what I mean? Like if they would have said all the records, then you go, they just don't want it out. But those are the pages that say what sketchy thing he was up to.
The decision comes nearly a month after Saget's family filed a lawsuit to keep the records under seal, citing privacy concerns.
Yeah. Here's the thing. He died in Florida. He, like everybody else, dies and will die, and we will die someday. He, like everybody else, used to go to the bathroom. He, like everybody, you get the point. He was a human being, and he ultimately proved that as much money as you have, you literally are going to die. And here's the thing. With that concept being said, his record should be out. Because then you're just being an elitist. Because everybody else's records come out in Florida. But, oh, because I'm a rich and famous actor. And I'm not trying to be a dick. But it's just elitistness. I'm really not trying to be a prick. Because I was a Bob Saget fan. I'm just saying. I would say this if it was any celebrity. I would say this if it was Meatloaf. Because I know Bob Saget's beloved. So a lot of people are just kind of sweeping it under the rug. Man. I'm just saying, literally, like, you know what I'm saying? 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. My tongue got tied there. Also, tweet me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. What's going on today with everyone's favorite uptight, pretentious, obnoxious, overcompensating sexual couple known as Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos? Those assholes.
Our kids get very grossed out by us in general. They are sickened sluts. By us.
Yeah, you're gross.
And I'm not sure.
You're overcompensating. They can probably hear you going down on him in the room.
Sure why that is.
Yeah.
Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelo say.
Because no one wants to hear about mommy and daddy banging on every part of the house. They admitted, we fucked on every part of the house. We're so edgy. We're a power couple from Los Angeles. And we're being edgy by telling you that we fuck everywhere. Cool. Awesome. Then you're exploiting it on TV because you have nothing else to talk about. Because you probably have the worst conversations and the only time there's any chemistry is when you're fucking. And then you go on TV and then everybody now knows what it's like when you bang. Yeah, I can see why the kids aren't the biggest fan of that. Oh, mom and dad are sluts.
Our kids get very grossed out by us in general. They are sickened by us.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why that is.
Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelo say their kids are totally grossed out by them.
I'm grossed out by you, and I've never met you, and I'm proud of that.
And reveal the unique way they hold hands.
Watch this, everyone.
What is he doing? Oh, he's grabbing her ass while she's grabbing her ass, and that's how they hold hands. Yeah, I can see why the kids aren't really vibing with them right now.
So, this is how we hold hands.
The Riverdale.
You're so cool. Everyone's hated working with you because you're such a bad person. But a while, you bang your husband in different parts of the house that you paid for. You're so cool, Kelly. I want to be like you when I grow up. You're so cool and edgy and talented. Oh, we bow down to your greatness that you have sex with your husband a lot.
This is how we hold hands.
Cool.
The Riverdale star guest hosted Live with Kelly and Ryan on Monday. And
I bet he's driving in. He's like, hey, baby, what are we going to be talking about today? And she's like, I don't know. And he's like, God damn it, we're talking about our sex life again.
The Lovebirds, who share three kiddos, 24-year-old Michael, 20-year-old Lola, and 19-year-old Joaquin.
Joaquin looks like a problem. That was my cocaine impersonation.
Admitted that their kids are completely repulsed by their not-so-polite table manners.
Just know that the opinions that your kids just said also reflect the opinions of everybody else. No one's getting turned on by, oh, Mark Consuelos and Kelly Ripa banging each other on the couch. Oh, that's, oh, I gotta go watch Pornhub right now. That turned me on so much. Thought of that person who everyone's ever hated working with, so she already loses like 4 points on her looks, banging that midlife crisis looking actor from Riverdale. Oh, please tell us all the info on your sexual adventures. We're getting so turned on.
Our kids get very grossed out by us in general, but especially when we're eating, they are sickened by us. And I'm not sure why that is, but they are disgusted by our eating.
Mom, at least put your panties on.
They make fun of my eating a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
You are so annoying. Shut up.
Well, you're very.
I'm saying that as her, or as him. I wasn't implying that I want her to shut up. I was saying that he has that vibe. The way he talks, he's like, God, you talk all the time.
You notice that?
You have a very interesting way of eating food.
I get the hot dog and I just go to town.
Yeah, Kelly may not understand why her kids are so grossed out, but Mark, He seems to know what's up.
Yeah.
Well, you eat normal food normally, but every now and then, if there's something that could be used with your fingers, you'll go in and you'll, first of all, you put the plate in front of me, and then you'll go in and grab it. And then you stick all three fingers, the tips of all three fingers, into your mouth. Like that.
Of course.
That's weird, man. That is weird.
Of course, this is hard.
I wonder how many times they've heard them bang, too. Like, I was blessed to not have the trauma of ever hearing my parents bang, I think. And literally, they probably hear it all the time. It's like just watching any average porno. They should do an OnlyFans. Just go all out on just doing gangbangs and anything you got to do on a video. Like, think about how I would pay for that to laugh. That's why.
Like that.
Of course, this is hardly the first time Kelly and Mark's offspring have rolled their eyes when it comes to their mom and dad.
You know what it is? I wonder if it's a complete farce. I think. Whoa. You know what I think it is? I think it's all farce. I don't think they're being serious. I don't think they're being genuine with us. Celebrities not being genuine? Whoa. Breaking news. She's a missionary queen and he just lays there. They're overcompensating to let everybody know, oh my God, we're so crazy. We're not that talented, so we don't know how to get into the news. So us saying that we bang hard. We're actually in a loveless marriage.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, let me tell you about the best podcasting platform in all of the land. Quadpod.com. QODPOD.com. And then when you go /Ryan Hoppy, you can see my official profile as I am a part of the Quad Pod Network, baby. I'm proud of it every day. I walk around and I go, hey, my name's Ryan Hoppy. Hey, this is a false scenario because it's me going up to somebody and saying hi. Hey, what's going on? Because I've never done that. Hey, what's going on? Did you hear that I'm on the Quad Pod Network? And it's a party every time I announce that. But let's simmer down. This live read, this party's getting a little crazy. It's getting a little wild. We got to, you know, level it down a little bit. Let me tell you. QODPOD.com and check it out.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
As the ongoing drama between Kanye West and Kim Kardashian continues, Kanye is accusing Kim of gaslighting him.
Now he's really being an asshole. Like, I'm not saying he wasn't being an asshole before, but when he's claiming that she's gaslighting him, man, he's a bad person.
Let's get into work.
Please.
So it all started when Kanye West shared a picture of North's backpack with three pins on it.
Yeah.
The pins consisted of Kim Kardashian, Ye himself, and a green alien in between them.
Oh, he's so edgy and wild.
Kanye wrote in the caption section, "This was on my daughter's backpack when I was allowed to see her last week."
Oh, I'm glad you're putting your... He really likes just exploiting and talking crap about his daughter. Oh, yeah, we almost aborted you. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. And then you're announcing this. No wonder she looked uncomfortable next to him at the Super Bowl. You see that video? It wasn't really the best vibes.
This is why I go so hard for my family.
Oh, you do, bro? Wow, you're a good guy.
I am wired to protect my family at all costs as the priest of my home. Don't worry, Northy. God is alive.
Oh, that sounds psychotic. Anybody else writes that? And you literally go, that is frightening. But when Kanye West does it, oh, he's such an inspiration, man. Do you remember 808 and Heartbreak? Oh, that inspired my childhood. And I'm living in a past, and I'm in denial that the person that I've worshipped is a sociopath. So I keep claiming every time he acts like an awful father, an awful husband, and an awful person, he's being artistic, or more like autistic.
And Kim, who we can only assume is tired of all these public claims Kanye is making, ended up clapping back at Kanye, writing, "Please stop with this narrative. You were just here this morning picking up the kids for school."
Oh, why does everybody hate me? I'm making up scenarios that aren't true. God, he's the worst. Like, if he was making amazing music and Kanye West is just putting out the songs besides off the grid, grid. I claim to want to be off the grid, grid. But then I join Instagram and go completely psychotic and the song is irrelevant. It's almost like Kanye West is not genuine. It's almost like he is a hypocrite. If he was making great music, I would be like, eh, whatever, you're a bad person, I allow it. No. When you're a bad person and then you're making awful music, like, go away. There's Kim Kardashian in this... this caution tape dress, and she looks very uncomfortable, which she looks uncomfortable at all times. There she is. She's sitting in a chair. She got these nice yoga pants on, looking good, and they're just wrapping her up with caution tape. Not the first time she got wrapped up that day.
True fashion does not always equal comfort.
Yeah.
Yep, that's Kim Kardashian doing her best to walk in a cat suit that's covered head to toe in Balenciaga caution tape.
When do you think she's going to get over this? Like, you're literally going to have an itchy body and a few things of a rash because of this. Just so that you can wear caution tape on a red carpet.
At their show for Paris Fashion Week on Sunday.
That butt, though.
Sunday.
It looks good.
It's a great look.
This marked Kim's second public appearance since being declared legally single.
Oh, thank God. I was wondering how many appearances she's been making. But now that I know that she's made two, my life is so much better.
Her first appearance was last Thursday.
Yeah.
The mom of four attended the Revolve Social Club VIP opening in Los Angeles.
Damn it, that was last week. I had it on the calendar.
Where she rocked a biker chic black leather Balenciaga ensemble.
All these outfits, I think she's getting advice from Pete Davidson. Because that seems like a very Pete Davidson thing. Him and Machine Gun Kelly. We've almost been arrested. All the time, we've almost been arrested. So let's walk around and tie ourselves with do not enter signs. And let's tie ourselves with caution tape. Like, that prank of wearing caution tape seems more like a Pete Davidson thing. I don't really think Kim Kardashian even knew what caution tape was. I'm just saying.
Complete with a black padded jacket, matching leggings and gloves, black pointy heels, and a small black bag.
Yeah, she's essentially, you remember the movie Biker Boys in 2004? She looked like every girl in that movie. Or like Fast and Furious. She's all geared up.
At the end of the day, life is about being happy.
Oh, thanks, Kim.
On March 2nd, the courts granted the reality star's petition to be declared legally single.
It took forever. I don't know what the courts are waiting for. Oh, no. At some point, Kanye is going to sign the paperwork. Like, it's like they were sitting around, everybody at the court, thinking that he was going to actually follow the rules. Weird.
I have the best advice for women in business. Get your f***ing ass up and work.
Kim Kardashian.
That's a pretty good point.
Is dishing out her best business advice.
I don't know how you're going to top that.
Hell yeah, we'll work on it.
But some people aren't really feeling it.
Oh.
We have different views sometimes.
On Wednesday, Kim and her sisters Khloe and Kourtney, along with their mom, Kris Jenner, opened up to Variety about the secret to their success.
Success is never easy. So you just, if you put in the work, you will see results. It's that simple.
But it was this little tidbit from Kim that has some celebs fired up.
I have the best advice for women in business. Get your f***ing ass up and work.
In a since deleted tweet, Meghan McCain chimed in.
Why does Meghan McCain tweet out things? Is she like popping a lot of clown pin and then tweeting out things and being like real zero? I didn't mean to tweet that out. I took medicine. I take medicine too and I don't tweet out things. But what I'm saying is this. Why does she have to delete all her tweets? You're going to be so edgy and wild. At least stand by your words, Meghan McCain. But then you're asking a Republican to not be a hypocrite. Trust me, I don't like liberals either. They're uptight assholes. This was the key to success. Oh, yeah. 2 seconds. 1 second. All right, 1 second here. Skip the ad.
This is Pornhub's descriptive audio of the top and shorts.
Oh my God!
On a meet above of Ray's.
Oh wow! This is the. Oh, this is even better than I expected. And if anybody in my family is listening to this, tune out right now. Go figure out what's for dinner. Just don't listen. This is an audio play-by-play of the Kim Kardashian sex tape. I was looking for the actual tape. I was going to play Ray J in the beginning. When you in your zone and you J-ing off, bro. I was going to play that and say, oh, yeah, that's how Kim Kardashian got famous and then go to break. But this is even better. Oh, man. And if I were to get a show on FM radio, I would not play this. But life's short and this is a podcast, so we're good.
This is Pornhub's descriptive audio of the video Kim Kardashian sex tape with Ray J by Vivid Celebs.
I remember that.
It stars Kim Kardashian and is 5 minutes and 2 seconds long.
That's good.
The
enough.
Video opens on a medium distance view of Kim K and Ray J sitting on a large bed. Kim is wearing a white bathrobe and Ray has on a white tank top and shorts.
2005 clothing.
He gets up off the bed to lean forward right into the camera and gives the viewer a motivational speech of sorts.
I told you it is motivating when you in your zone and you're jaying off. Like, I guess I'm not the only one that watched that. Everyone's like,
He gets up off the
Yeah, Ray J, you're really motivating me. Forget about Gary Vee telling me that life is long. This is what's motivating me. You telling me to get in my zone.
The video opens on a medium distance view of Kim K and Ray J kissing on a large bed. Kim is wearing a white bathrobe and Ray has on a white tank top and shorts. He gets up off the bed to lean forward right into the camera and gives the viewer a motivational speech of sorts. It cuts and now we get a shot from above of Ray's and Kim's face.
Oh man. This is when we go to break.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. You can listen to Happy Radio on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, Deezer, GeoSavant, Google Play Music. We are everywhere. The Ryan Happy Empire of 70 downloads. 70 downloads. I get it, Rover. The empire that I am building is on every single podcasting platform by searching up Happy Radio. Happy St. Patrick's Day, bitch.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
If you're curious about Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker's relationship timeline, we've got you covered with all the details, so let's get into it.
I'll give this a minute.
Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker's relationship has been...
Actually, I don't really care. Their relationship's low-key. Let's report about it for 4 minutes and speculate, because it's so low-key, there's really nothing to speculate about. Good journalism. But finding out that Tristan Thompson will be included in the new Hulu show, that's good journalism.
The Kardashians aren't holding back in their upcoming Hulu series. The famous family's next reality show launches next month and apparently spills more tea than ever.
Yeah.
In a new profile for Variety published on Wednesday, Khloe Kardashian confirmed that ex-boyfriend Tristan Thompson's recent paternity drama will play out on screen, though reliving the emotional turmoil isn't something she's looking forward to.
All right. So you got this video of her saying that they're including him in the show, and then you got this other report of her saying that it's a burden to carry around the energy that you've been cheated on when she allows him to come back time after time after banging every NBA side chick and every talentless, big-boobed OnlyFans girls. After all of that, she takes him back. Oh, it's such a burden to carry, not having any self-respect.
Khloe Kardashian isn't holding back her feelings about the blame game.
Yeah, you're a little self-conscious.
When it comes to infidelity. The reality star opened up in a new interview with Variety published this week, in which she confirmed that the recent paternity drama with ex-boyfriend Tristan Thompson will be addressed on her family's new Hulu show, The Kardashians.
Well, you're letting it be on the show. You're letting it get to a point where it's show material. If you really wanted it to go away, you wouldn't talk about it. If you really wanted it to go away, you wouldn't have hung out with him during the quarantine. But it brings you clout. It brings you attention because you're a talentless idiot. I'm sorry to say, but you are. And this is all you got. So you go, oh, it's so hard carrying around the burden that's pretty accurate that I get cheated on all the time because I have no self-respect. Please quit saying the truth.
The NBA player fathered a child with fitness influencer Marilee Nichols last
year. Oh, she's so influential, the way she ruins relationships. You don't have daddy issues.
Last year, when he and Khloe were still together, and despite the emotional upheaval, she admitted to the mag that it would be, quote, strange not to include the storyline on air.
Yeah, because then you look at your life and you go, literally my whole life the last 4 years has been about Tristan Thompson and I have nothing else going on. That's why you included it, you loser.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Patrick Mahomes is a married man.
Why? 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 Oh, I'm sure she's a lovely person when she just pours champagne on people because it's someone's wife who's the most famous quarterback. We allow it. But if any other girl did that, she'd be a drunk asshole and his brother making it about him dancing. You gotta get away from that. Not marry that.
The Kansas City Chiefs quarterback tied the knot with longtime love Brittany Matthews in Hawaii on Saturday.
Yeah. I give this about 6 years.
The couple reportedly exchanged vows in an outdoor ceremony on Maui with friends and family there to celebrate.
And I bet Patrick Mahomes was doing a TikTok. He's like, oh yeah, let me twerk that ass. Everybody needs to see me twerk that ass because I'm a talentless TikTok influencer living off my brother's fame. Let me shake that ass. Enough.
And of course, one special guest shared the spotlight, their one-year-old daughter, Sterling Sky.
Oh, that's cool. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. It makes me respect Patrick Mahomes that he's marrying her. If they're together forever, I will respect him even more. That'll take a lot of work.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
From sticker shock at the grocery store to stunning numbers at the gas pump.
Yeah, it's not really fun going by like a 7-Eleven. Like, you know when you'd go by a 7-Eleven, you're like, hey, do I want to go in and get a nice taquito? Yeah, you know when you're like, hey, I wouldn't mind getting some gas. Now you drive by a 7-Eleven and you're like, no.
Americans are feeling the pain of surging fuel prices and inflation.
Yeah. Really crazy. It's rising overnight.
And we have a president who's asleep and doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Am I saying Trump was good? No. But a lot of the things that Biden has done, if anybody else, including Donald J. Trump, did it, the liberal media would crucify him. But the liberal media's been defending Joe Biden because you're a bunch of spineless pussies.
The national average hitting another record high at more than $4.30 a gallon.
Let's go, Brandon!
Nationwide, up 84 cents from a month ago and $1.47 higher compared to a year ago. At most, out west, $4.73 in Washington State, $4.94 in Nevada, and a whopping $5.74 a gallon in California. Those staggering spikes pushing Uber to add a new temporary surcharge.
I mean, do we have to quit pretending that he's good? The people, it's okay that you voted for him and thought he was a better candidate than Trump. I don't care. But quit lying to yourself. Oh, the gas prices are up because of Trump. Everything's okay. And none of it's ever his fault. Oh, my God.
Joe Biden!
Tell me about it.
Joe Biden!
Tell me about it. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Yeah. You can always go to my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, for all the info on this show and how to syndicate it. Always having a good time when I'm here. Hanging out with you and you truck drivers that listen to me to get motivated going down the road. I hear you. I see you. I appreciate you. I know how much you mean to me.
Let's go, Brandon!
Yeah.
Let's go, Brandon!
Yeah. One more before I go to break.
Let's go, Brandon!
Happy Hour.
But it's never Joe's fault, even though he's a walking piece of garbage.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh my God, let me tell you. RyanHoppyRadio.com has all the info of where you can syndicate this show. Active rock, alternative, hip-hop, classic hip-hop, top 40. You want to make this into happy in the morning or happy in the midday or happy in the afternoon? You can email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Let's go number one, baby.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
With spring just days away, it's a sign of the times.
Yeah.
Daylight saving time, that is.
Can we get rid of this? Over it! Oh, but the farmers need it! You're telling me whatever the farmers need to accomplish by the time going back and forward that they can't do it now with technology in 2022? No, we must go back and fuck up our brains.
On Sunday morning, clocks in 48 states will spring.
And then like 48 states have to go through it. Why the hell does Arizona get the pass?
Forward, as millions lose an hour of sleep and abandon standard time, which has been the standard the past 4 months. The polarizing adjustment is many sounding off, aptly on the app, TikTok.
It's only 6:30. Look how dark it is outside.
How do we cancel daylight savings?
It'll never get canceled. I honestly thought Trump might do it. I was hoping I would have been out there going, oh yeah, bro. I would have been campaigning. If that was his big thing, that dude would have got my vote. And honestly, I would say the same about Joe Biden if I didn't know how bad he was going to do. That I literally would have voted for him.
There are so many health benefits to eating liver, animal organs, raw liver.
Heidi Montag wouldn't know about the organs.
So.
And so would Spencer, maybe.
See, I already had a huge bite here.
There she is. Heidi Montag, Spencer and Heidi, the most 13 years ago thing ever. If you were to say to me, what was 2009 like? I would say Obamacare got passed and Spencer and Heidi. There she is, 13 years later, eating raw meat. She's pretending to like it. Oh, it's so good. And it's really good for you.
Heidi Montag has added a new food group to her diet, raw animal organs. organs.
Well, they had to replace Spencer's penis because I think that's been off the market for a while.
I don't remember this at all.
We're calling this the one where Courtney doesn't remember playing Monica.
All right, I can't play this because of the Friends song. But pretty much, she doesn't remember filming Friends, which that sounds really healthy. Like, things are going well, but you're like, I did a sitcom for 12 years and I don't remember all of it or any of it.
Secrets out. Grimes and Elon Musk are parents times two.
I feel like he'd be an awful father.
The 33-year-old musician revealed to Vanity Fair in an article published Thursday that they now have a baby girl together.
Oh, that's good. I don't care. 856-49-HAPPY.
This major announcement from Tom Brady that stunned the sports world. Just
I got sick of my wife. She's such a bitch.
40 days. Yeah. After retiring from the NFL, Brady says he's coming back.
I lost a lot of respect for him.
Unfinished.
Okay, all right. Am I hoping that the Buccaneers win another Super Bowl? Yes, I guess. I don't really care that much. What I'm saying is this. I don't even know how to word it. I seriously don't. Like, it would have been so cool if he never came back, but now it's like, oh, God, you're in the same Brett Favre category. Even if he goes on to win two more, you're like, it just feels like kind of smarmy. It feels like you don't want to be around your family. I want to be around my family. He's like Urban Meyer. I want to be around my family until they annoy me.
Brady says he's coming back. He has, quote, unfinished business.
He always does. Till the day he dies. Even when he's dying, he'll be like, give me more time. I have unfinished business. Which I feel is like how we're all going to feel when we're dying.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.